Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened. Oh, what is up? What is happening? Welcome in to End This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Very happy to be here. I am Chris Welsh, one half of your dynamic duo for the next 3 hours. Over there, that's Scott Bogman. He is, are you my...
Peep champion of the world!
The peep champion. But I say, are you my sidekick? Or am I your sidekick?
Am I your sidekick?
How? What's the duo here? Are we
let's
more like...
Let's start over. Let's start this all over, because this is going to be a bad show if you're calling me your sidekick 50 seconds in.
We're more like Triple H and Shawn Michaels.
I don't know. What do you think, Batman?
Let me go get
my green short shorts. That'll make everybody happy.
You'd make a great Robin.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not lie about that.
I bet in your dreams I'm Robin.
I'm just saying you'd make a good Robin. I mean,
more like Bane to your Batman. That's more what I am.
I mean, you are a pretty good Bane. Like, hello, Batman.
Hello, the Welsh.
No.
Where's the sidekick you speak of? I only have people that do stuff for me.
Bane. What are you doing here, Bane?
I don't like your horrible deep voice. Everyone knows you're Bruce Wayne.
What are you talking about? Do you have a lozenge?
God. Sidekick. By the way, trying to fire me up? Have I been boring the last couple of shows? What's going on?
No, you were not boring yesterday. And speaking of, we had just a top-notch episode. It was our 200th episode over at the In This League podcast. Everyone should know, of course, that we are not just In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. My throat legit hurts after doing the Christian Bale.
Well, mine hurt after what I did yesterday in episode 200.
Man,
so.
Maybe we can revisit that. So we've been around for a long time. Not maybe, actually surprisingly, Boggs, I don't know if you realize this, we're going to be 2 years on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network in like 4 months.
Really?
That's a long time on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Yeah, I'm surprised we've lasted that long.
I know, it's amazing we're still around. We'll see. I mean, we've definitely moved around time slots on Saturdays, but I would say we're we're prime. We're also playing some other spots. So if you just heard me say Saturday, pretend you didn't hear that. Just get that out of your brain. But the In This League podcast, we've been around for a long time, and the baseball one, we just hit our 200th episode. So we had a couple friends come on. We had Paul Spohr from Fangraphs. He comes on a lot, and we had a great episode with him. We talked a little Fortnite. We talked about some of the Ninja and Drake stuff, and obviously fantasy baseball.
Eyes glazed over. I didn't understand any of it.
You didn't know any of what that stuff was. Yeah. I mean, have you ever watched Twitch?
I have, but, I've watched Twitch, things from Twitch that I watch from other sites. You know what I mean?
Oh, so. Are there not games on Twitch, too?
One-on-one
games.
There are people that play games that you
aren't
could
using
care less about the game.
Oh, they're not using like a gaming system.
Yeah, I don't know what they're using.
Different type of joystick.
That's right.
Okay, just make
if I could just control it.
So yeah, you got over with that. Well, VR someday.
We're coming up someday.
We're getting close. Then we had Howard Bender on, who's a friend of ours from Fantasy Alarm. Now. We had him on because obviously he's a great mind and he's got, he's funny. He's right in our vein. We're cut from the same mold. We have a great time. We talked about a whole bunch of stuff. But The main thing that we were talking about was last year, Bogman and Howard, he was on our show. I couldn't tell you what episode what it was, but it was about a year to the date, just about. He was on our show, and Bogman viciously attacked him.
This did not happen either.
Vicious.
I'm not your sidekick, and I did not viciously attack Howard.
Listen,
None
Robin.
Of this happened.
Robin, you attacked him.
Well, clearly you're not speaking to me, so I guess I'll just talk over you.
But it was
what happened was it?
Yeah.
What happened was we made a bet, and it was between Dallas Keuchel, who I still don't really like because I'm just afraid of him missing time because he does every single year, versus Masahiro Tanaka, who's not much better because he's always – like his arm is hanging on by a string, it seems, but he's made it through 2 years. So I kind of feel like, you know, if he hasn't got hurt at this point, it's not going to happen. But he was terrible in the first start. I mean, he couldn't go a start without giving up five runs every single time. So – this bet was kind of lost for me by the end of May.
Well, and we joked about it, too, because Spore, as funny as I say this, I'm looking at a picture of Spore out at Tout Wars right now with a whole bunch of industry people. I see little Rudy Gamble. I see, who the hell else am I seeing? I'm seeing Gray from Razzball. I'm seeing Mason, Ian Kahn, all these guys. But Spore was a little bit of a catalyst to it because – you know, Spore, when we had him on a couple times, I think, in the offseason, he was so adamant. And Spore had to eat crow about his Tanaka Cy Young stuff. And he ate it. He knows how to roll with it. And not to say that that was the influencer. But, you know, we were all kind of team Tanaka a bit. And then maybe Spore had pushed you a little bit into that realm. You already didn't like Keuchel. So you guys decided to lay a bet down. And what proceeded was this. Because Howard is known as the peep king. You know those little peeps, those little marshmallow things that you could maybe eat one of, and then after
I
like...
I can't forget them now.
Yeah, Bogman can't eat one anymore. And he, on Easter, which is coming up, I think he said it was April 1st, he eats like 130 of them. It's like crazy. He eats them all day, and he tweets about them. It's a whole thing. So they made a bet where Howard would have to eat, I think it was some garlic. That's a common one. We make people eat raw garlic. And
Bogman, I've had zero shares of garlic, but
you have. That's
true. I had to pay up on peeps. So,
and Bogman would have to eat 40 peeps. Spoiler alert: Bogman lost. So Bogman was ready. He bought 4 packets of peeps for this thing, and so we get through the episode. We're going through, and you can listen to it, by the way. It's episode 200 in this league fantasy baseball podcast. You can find it on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, wherever you want. You guys are getting ready for your draft prep. I promise you this episode is going to make you laugh, but there's also a bunch of good stuff in it. We talked about zero shares, guys. We talked about deep sleepers with both Howard and Paul, and we just talked a bunch of other just strategical type of things. So if you guys are in your draft prep, you happen to be listening to this, you got a draft coming up maybe in a couple hours or maybe even the following weekend, I highly suggest you check it out. It's going to help you out. But we planned when the episode was done that Bogman was going to eat the 40 peeps. Now, Boggs, we jumped on a live stream and unfortunately, we had some technical difficulties. We were good for probably 75% of it.
Right
when it was getting good, I had a power outage and I lost internet connection and I had to jump on my phone. And apparently the recording software you were using is trash. It was made it was made by Waterheads. Is essentially
right.
Who had that. And it was unusable. There was some audio that was able to use. Bogman, would you like to hear some of it real quick?
Should we play a little bit? Of course, you already cut it up. Great.
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't cut it up, but I just happen to have it right here. Here's an excerpt. So Bogman got, let's set the stage a little bit more. You powered through, I would say, the first pack.
I went as fast as I could. Yeah, I wanted it over with.
Yeah, I remember like when you got through the first pack, I was like, oh, you got through 12. Because you had 4 packs of 12. And you kind of like were rocking it. I was like, oh, man, you are going to kind of power through this. And Howard, on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/inthisleague, he plays color commentary, and I play the commentator. It's like Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth over here that we're going through. So Bogman powers through the first 12. The next 12, the pace really slowed down, and Bogman really slowed down. What ensued was I think we're at about 24, and let's check in. Let's see if I've got it in the right spot. Let's see if you can hear it.
Ah! Oh, no. Oh. I should have taken. I shouldn't.
No.
This does not sound good. This does not sound good. We have like a nurse on.
Wait, you know what? We did not think this completely. We had that.
We should have had somebody on standby just to check his vitals at this point right now.
And he has the Body by Cheeseburger shirt on.
What do you think it smells like at Bogman's place right now?
Not good. Bogman's
out. Paid for it. That's going to happen. Where are we at, Bogman? Give us an update.
I was 16, almost.
That was your 16.
Yeah.
What do you think, Boggs?
I didn't realize that my barfing was that violent.
It was so violent. I actually rewound it there when you were at 16
because,
a little bit. But
I mean, this is gross and maybe a little bit over the top, but the first two, nothing came up. So I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, you were like
driving
dry.
Heaving's the worst. But then that third one, woof, has a lot of peeps.
I would tell you, like, and you're 100% right about it, by the way. That hopefully everybody got that audio clicked in like right as you were kind of going, because I kind of asked you, I'm like, you okay? And you're like, I'm gonna throw up. Like when you get, like you kind of go into another space when it happens, and it's one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. And you got up, and I was like, uh-oh. And we missed some of this because of the technical difficulties. And you go over that feeling of the dry heave. It's a bad feeling.
My throat is still sore
because you can't breathe.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of surprised that I don't like my voice hasn't changed too much. So because it hurt, it hurt so bad yesterday. Because I mean, look, if you think that the dry, crunchy part of peeps is tough going down, wait till it come back up. It's horrible.
So the first two, and then yeah, that third one. I mean, it's you were just like, and I was on my phone Skyping it, and like if you go, you can go look, you can see my face, and I'm like, oh, it was so bad. It was five violent. I was literally worried for you, and so you made it through 24 and the head of one of the peep bunnies.
So
in about 12 minutes.
I went ahead and the last box of unopened peeps I've saved and is part of my collage behind me with the ITL brew that our guy Mike Youngberg made us, and the rings that I was a crybaby about that Greg sent me, and a couple other of, you know, a Thundercat that Cornell sent me. So the peeps are now enshrined in my ITL collage.
I want to submit this, by the way, for people that are playing. You know, you guys are going to be doing a lot of fantasy baseball drafts this coming weekend. And by the way, we're going to talk some fantasy football here coming up in a little bit, because there's a lot of signings. But we've hour two and hour three, we're going to be killing it with fantasy baseball. We've got player debates. We've already put some tweets out. We got some really good ones. We're going to be talking about strategy. We got a whole bunch of stuff. So don't you worry in preparation for your drafts. But one of the things that it seems like it's more of a fantasy football thing, but I think fantasy in general needs to embrace it, is the shaming of the loser of your league. And what I like about it too is, especially when you get a loser that kind of just gives up like that, they deserve to be shamed. But if you finish last in your league, unless it's a happens to be an ITL Champions League of 16 people and I finish 16, unless it's that, anybody else, you should be shamed. And I want to formally submit people having to eat 40 peeps for your shaming, and you have to do it in a half an hour.
Yeah, I mean, there's a small chance that you might have to pay this same bet up next season.
Yeah,
you immediately regretted it.
I gotta be honest with you.
You're trying to find a way out of it already.
You scared the living S out of me. You really did. You scared me. And
well, I tell you what, like, eating the peeps was awful. Like, I wouldn't want anyone else to have to do that. But, I mean, it's not the worst thing you ever have to do for losing a bet. And I've only been violently sick in the last decade if it's, like, alcohol or food poisoning. So it was a weird sensation to throw up that hard and then, like, 20 minutes later be like, all right, I'm going to be fine, you know?
Yeah.
Last time I threw up was from drinking all that Russell's Reserve on Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
so.
Which you can see the preamble to that on our YouTube channel as well. That is called Deck Our Balls, our Christmas special, where Bogman got blackout drunk, and it actually ended the episode ended with me on the phone with you.
Then I don't remember. Like, yeah. I don't remember any of it after Guthrie was like, Bogman's going to yak. And then I was like, I'm not going to effing yak. And then, like, 20 minutes later, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to throw up.
I'm going to throw up. Yeah, exactly. So both of those are kind of essentially there. But, yeah, and I'm genuinely worried about it. Because, like, we made one where I was like, oh, yeah, maybe I'll go 42. And it was about Hirano versus Bradley over saves for the Diamondbacks. And when I watched you at about 20 and your face,
oh, it's so red. It couldn't be more red.
I was getting red thinking, oh, my God, I can't do this. And then after you threw up, violently throwing up, I was shook. And I was like, oh, we need to change this bet. And Howard's like, and I was like, can we just have, I have to eat one more than Bogman? Howard's like, sure. Even then, I'm still genuinely shook.
Well, you're a larger man than me, so it's possible that...
Thanks.
Well, I don't mean fat. I mean, you're tall.
Well, right? I mean, I am fatter,
I guess you're fat and I'm your sidekick, fatty, okay? So,
Fat man and his little sidekick, Portly. Fat man.
I'm just imagining like the triple X shirts to sell at Halloween for those
only
those
triple
outfits.
X's. Like, yeah, someone's like, "Do you have a small?" Well, we got a 2X, but that's about it, buddy.
that's the fat man in Portly's small is a 2X.
So what? Sorry, go ahead because I want to form.
I was just gonna say that maybe just because you're, you know, I'm 5'8", you're 6'4", maybe 25 isn't horrible for you. Maybe that's doable.
I'll tell you though. Okay, well. Someone go on to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/inthisleague. Watch that video and you tell me that you can do that. Do it in 15 minutes. That's what Bogman did. The video got a little bit cut off, but it was about 20 minutes. Tell me in 20 minutes that you can eat that many peeps. But I formally submit if your league, the person that finishes last, they have to eat peeps on a live stream. So much so that I want to hear about it. If you guys are going to implement that. Also, I'd love to know what you guys do for your last place. Do you have any punishment?
Some of these crazy MFers have tattoos.
Yeah, well, but see, it's a lot of football leagues. I don't hear it for baseball. So, I'll hear for football, too. Any way that you shame the person that finishes last in your league, I want to know about it. Tweet us. Is it the Welsh, Bogman Sports, and FNTSY Radio? Or you can just send it to us, too. Is it the Welsh or Bogman Sports? Tell us how you shame the rest of your league, because I want to know. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to be talking a whole bunch of football news for the rest of this hour, and we got fantasy baseball for a couple hours here, so we got you locked in for your drafts. Don't go anywhere. It's Bogman of the Welsh for In This League. We'll be back.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party!
What's up? Welcome back. In this league right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I don't know. Maybe you guys are getting ready for a draft. Maybe you got a draft in a couple hours. Maybe you got one tomorrow. Maybe you got one next week. I don't know when you're doing it. I'm not in your house. I'm not in your league. I wouldn't know. But what I could tell you. I don't pay your bills. You don't pay mine. So I'm not going to get in your business.
You don't pay my bill. You ain't my daddy.
But.
Are
if,
you?
Well, please. Hello. If you guys would want to get set up for your drafts, I could tell you that we have got a book. Bogman and I both wrote a book. It's on Amazon. You can get right now. It's 99 Fantasy Baseball Player Debates. It is a piece that I think is going to get you critically thinking about not just ranks. We put a top 300 in there. And maybe you bought some draft guides. Maybe you bought the Fantasy Black Book or something like that. And which is great. And it's fine. But what these are going to do is we have paired players that you potentially going to be faced with in your draft. And we have done player debates against them. And we've got some of the best in the industry judging these matchups we've done in a boxing style format where, you know, we kind of lay it out like each page is its own round. And we've got three judges for each debate. We've got Paul Sporer, Steve Gardner, Joe Pisapia, Jake Seeley, Rob Silver, Vlad Sedler, Derek Van Riper. The list goes on and on. I think it's a valuable tool, and it's only $7, $6.99. You can get it on Amazon for your Kindle, or you can go to our website, inthisleague.com, and you can pick up the book on a PDF, and you guys can get set for your drafts. I highly suggest it, not just because it financially benefits me, but I think it'll help out. But, like, mainly because it financially benefits me.
That's right. I need new stuff and things. I'm going to a very expensive bachelor party tomorrow, so
oh yeah,
we'll see. I may even be so broke because I'm moving next month. I'll be the guy that's like, hey, you know what, if you guys just want me to drive instead of Uber so I don't have to pay for any drinks, I can do that. That's fine.
Are you gonna have like a second like maybe two or three, you know, twice in like 4 days that you're gonna vomit?
No.
You sure?
No. Yeah, I'm 100% sure. Absolutely. All right. Not
just making sure. Any big plans? You're gonna hit any adult venues?
I mean, I'll go, but most of these dudes are like married, so you know.
So that would be a huge yes then.
I mean, they would. Yeah, I think some of them are like to the point where they're not allowed to go.
Oh, they're not allowed to tip the bouncer when you go in the room and things happen.
Yeah, well, I don't know about any of that.
That's what I've been told.
Sure.
That's what I've been told. Give the guy $20. People have told me.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to send me money for that.
Venmo. Open up the Venmo.
Scott Bogman at gmail.com on the PayPal.
And I think what
at
you should
Bogman
do.
On the Venmo. Buy me a lap dance.
Every Venmo you get, you should have to video yourself eating a peep.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
No, it's more like, peeps.
$20 for eating one peep? Well worth it.
Yeah, sure, but I don't, first of all, I won't get one. So that won't matter. And what am I going to carry peeps on me the entire day? Give me a break. Come on.
You could. I mean, Arizona will get a little hot there. So
yeah,
we're going to talk a little bit of fantasy football here. A whole lot of stuff in the news. By the way, how insanely stupid. I don't want to hit this topic because I know a lot of people have probably talked about it. And this is very talk radio, you know, type of thing, which I guess supposedly we are. But you
winning
know what I mean?
In the
like,
butt.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But it's just like New York.
Morning
what's
jungle.
Up? Let's talk about it. But like just the idiocy of the NFL to impose rules that do not get followed, like no tampering. Everyone makes a big deal about tampering, and like deals are getting announced 2 days before they're supposed to be able to talk to anybody, and Schefter's got like every breakdown of the deal a day before it's supposed to go down. And it is not, the NFL is nothing like baseball's free agency. Oh my God. Complete opposites. Like everybody has signed in the NFL. We still got Alex Cobb doesn't have a job.
Just every team makes so much money in the NFL. They like, they can't wait to be like, hey, here's a wheelbarrow of money. Come on over here. And another team's like, no, we got two wheelbarrows of money.
You
come
want guaranteed wheelbarrow? I got three wheelbarrows of guaranteed money for you.
And the wheelbarrows are gold. So come get them from us over here. And this is before anything open. And in baseball, it's like, yeah, we'll give you $6 million for a year. And they're like, well, not, that's ridiculous. My qualifying offer was $17 million.
They're like,
take it or leave it, fatty.
They're like, I'd love to come and meet the organization. Do you guys have a flight for me? Yeah, we've sent you a ticket.
They send that plane from Major League 2.
Yeah. How come I got a bus ticket to go to L.A. to visit this team? This isn't going to work. Yeah, NFL, bunch of they're just throwing away the money, where baseball is just, it's insane. I just thought it was a weird setup of just how nuts some of the money was. I mean, and the quarterbacks obviously are the ones that, you know, it's kind of flush with the money. There were weird ones. I don't know how much you want to go into quarterback conversation, especially when it goes to fantasy. I mean, Sam Bradford got way more money than you would expect, obviously. A couple guys
my
were traded.
I just want to talk about Sam Bradford for a second. So my favorite part about the Sam Bradford deal is that they also signed Mike Glennon. The Arizona Cardinals signed Mike Glennon and Sam Bradford, the Welsh. Who starts more games for the Cardinals next season, Sam Bradford or Mike Glennon?
Well, I mean, Sam Bradford essentially just sat out last year to get his contract this year. So I would say Sam Bradford does, but I'll bet you it's close. I get where you're going with it. I mean, Mike Glennon and his big neck are going to get a few before they get knocked off his head.
Yeah, I'd go with giraffe neck with more starts, to be honest with you. I feel like it's going to be some combo of 8-8, something like that.
Is Drew Stanton going to still be on the team?
Nah, he's gone. Right. He's gone. So he's like, there's no quarterbacks left. It's like Geno Smith, Drew Stanton, and Jay Cutler.
It's weird. But the culmination of all of these between some interesting trades happened, you know, and there were a couple interesting signings, you know, guys that weren't starters kind of become starters. But the most interesting one that just kind of blows your mind is the Kirk Cousins one to Minnesota. Kirk Cousins, to me, last year was like perennial sleeper quarterback, you know, take him. Don't focus on the big guys if you don't need to. And that just bombed out. But now he goes to a place where he's going to have two incredibly good receivers with him, an awesome good young running back as long as he's come fully recovered, and a stud tight end. I mean, he's got a stud offense there with a decent offensive line. Look what Case Keenum did. And the dude got, what is it, like $86 million, all of it guaranteed. We've never seen that in the NFL. I was about to say, I've never seen that. We've never seen that in the NFL.
No, it's not. That's a baseball thing to happen, which is why NFL free agency is so different than MLB free agency, because when you sign a guy in Major League Baseball, you're paying him the money. So he's going to get that money regardless of what happens, if he gets hurt or whatever. In football, you know, they usually guarantee a portion of it, and then the back end, you know, they put a buyout or they put a whatever in, you know, if you make it to this part in the, you know, if you make it to this date, you get a huge bonus, and they'll just cut them before that date. And I saw a couple articles going around that, you know, this Kirk Cousins contract is going to change the landscape of NFL free agency. Yeah, well, no, it's not. It's not going to, even a little bit. I mean,
how much better, by the way, does a Garoppolo deal kind of look after you look at this free agency? And just think about what the Niners did and just making the trade, locking up their guy, and then seeing Kirk Cousins get, you know, essentially a gold mine.
I mean, I love it because I know, I feel like I heard that the Browns were offering more for Jimmy Garoppolo, but I didn't want that dude in my division. I'm a Steelers fan, so keep him out west. Yeah. Keep him out there with the Niners.
Put him on my team. But from a fantasy perspective, obviously, there's a lot of guys. I'm not interested in Sam Bradford. I'm not interested in A.J. McCarron, though that's a fine landing spot for him. Case Keenum.
It's your two quarterback league guys.
Yeah, you know. Two quarterback. Case Keenum, same thing. It is nice that he, you know, there's a little bit of an offense there. That's fine. The three guys that are most interesting, I would say, from a fantasy perspective, and not counting Jimmy Garoppolo, by the way, because that happened last year, is obviously Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
You've got Alex Smith, who was traded to Washington, so Kirk Cousins' old place, and then Tyrod Taylor that was traded to the Browns. So how do you flush out those four? Because I think those are the four that are going to be relevant. Maybe not all of them relevant in a 12-man, but it's pretty close. And if you go to a 16-man, I think those are all going to be starters in 16-man, where I don't think the rest of the crew I talked about will. So how do you flush out Alex Smith in Washington, Kirk in Minnesota, and Tyrod Taylor in Cleveland?
Well, I think Cousins is still the guy. And I know that is, you know, Mike Zimmer is a little bit more conservative of a coach and they want to run the ball. And they have two good running backs and, you know, Dalvin Cook coming back off the knee injury. And they still have Latavius Murray, even though they traded Jerick McKinnon, who we'll get into in the next section here. But I still think Kirk Cousins is the guy to beat here, because Washington, you know, they're going to pass the ball, but the weapons have gotten much worse. I mean, it's Doxson and Crowder and Richardson, and they say they're going to go with Samaje Perine. I just don't know how you can. He's not that good. I mean, I like Chris Thompson as a receiving back, so that's a nice weapon.
I mean,
if Jordan Reed could ever stay healthy, they have weapons.
They say they're going to go with Samaje Perine, but we know Chris Thompson is going to play a big role on that team.
And if Nick Chubb is available later, you know, there's a running back that they wind up liking who falls in the second round.
I was about to ask you, do you think there's going to be somebody that, like, you know, are they going to be active in trying to get a running back? But I feel like they've been doing that the last few years.
Right, and I think they're kind of done with that. But if somebody falls into their lap, you know, I think that would be fine. Like, it was weird to me when Minnesota traded up for Dalvin Cook last year after signing Latavius Murray, and they already had Jerick McKinnon. I thought it was a little bit weird that they took Dalvin Cook, but they just, you know, they saw a guy that they really liked and went after him. And I think the same thing could happen to Washington. But I think Cousins is far and away. And then it's kind of between
Alex Smith, before you move on from Cousins, where do you think he sits? I mean, do you think he sits between maybe 8 and 10 overall on quarterbacks? Like, who would you? Okay, I got one for you.
Okay.
Who would you rather have? Kirk Cousins or Derek Carr? Derek Carr just got Jordy Nelson.
I think Kirk Cousins is the better quarterback.
You're saying that Derek Carr is
going
to benefit from...
And I like that Diggs and Thielen and Rudolph. That's all good, man.
You're saying Derek Carr is not going to benefit from Doug Martin?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yes, of course.
Six games of Doug Martin. Speaking of, if you could put Doug Martin and Sam Bradford in a cage, who taps out first?
Oh, I mean, Sam Bradford against a muscle hamster, but they both break after the tap out.
So. Yeah, I mean, I think... Doug Martin would punch Bradford in the face and knock him out, but break his hand in the process. So, yeah. Okay, so Cousins, I'm putting Rodgers, Wilson, Brady, Wentz, Watson, Cam, I think Breeze.
You say Rodgers?
Yeah, I said Rodgers first.
Oh, okay.
So that's seven.
What about Garoppolo versus Cousins? Or, yeah, Garoppolo versus Cousins. That's a good one.
That is a good one. I think I'm still going to stick with Cousins because of the weapons he has.
I mean, he's got great weapons. That's what makes him.
If you flip
really
these guys on teams, I would put Garoppolo ahead of Cousins.
Agreed.
But I like Thielen and Diggs and Rudolph, and Cook can catch the ball too.
So I guess focusing on Taylor, because I feel like we're muted on Alex Smith. Tyrod Taylor goes into a really unique situation with the weapon. I mean, Cleveland, it's no surprise or shock to anyone that's paid attention or had the internet that Cleveland has done nothing but upgrade their team to the point where they're going to be some low-end playoff team that people are going to pick now.
Yeah, I mean, it looks dangerous on paper, doesn't it? Because,
yeah, man.
I mean, I like Deshaun Kizer, but he just wasn't getting it done. And Hugh Jackson's already said Tyrod Taylor's our starting quarterback. There's no competition.
No matter
what we do.
What they do.
Which was crazy to me. I mean, it's March. You know, what if Tyrod Taylor just looks absolutely god-awful and they draft Sam Darnold and Darnold looks like the man? Like, I don't know. I think it's tough to say that immediately. But whoever they want to draft, they want to sit. So, but you have Landry, you know, Jarvis Landry they traded for. You have Josh Gordon. They still have Corey Coleman. They have David Njoku with Carlos Hyde, who they signed. Like, this offense is completely revamped and looks much better. So between Tyrod Taylor and Alex Smith, I think I'll still take Alex Smith just because I.
Let me ask you something. If they were to acquire and get Saquon Barkley, that change your mind at all with Tyrod Taylor? Opening up that offense?
Okay, well, here's the deal. It doesn't, but if they don't draft a quarterback, if they just go with Tyrod Taylor and they don't take Darnold or Rosen or any of those guys, then it would. I'm just afraid of them drafting a Darnold or Rosen or Baker Mayfield, whoever they like, and that guy pushing Tyrod Taylor. Because I think Tyrod Taylor is a good quarterback. I think he can get you the playoffs. I don't know if he can get you to the Super Bowl or to the AFC Championship or deep in the playoffs. I don't know if he's that type of quarterback. So I feel like if everything's clicking and Tyrod Taylor looks like he's not, I mean, look, the same thing happened with Buffalo. You know, they were clicking. They had won like three or four games in a row, maybe more than that. I can't even remember. But then here comes Nate Peterman. Why? You know, Nate Peterman, they were winning with Tyrod Taylor and they put Peterman in. I just feel like the same kind of stuff could go on with Tyrod Taylor. So I'm a little bit nervous about him. So I think I'm going to go with Alex Smith ahead of Tyrod Taylor in my initial rankings, but the NFL draft could play huge in this. So if they don't take a quarterback and they go with Barkley and, you know, Minka Fitzpatrick or Barkley and trade down, then, or, you know, even if it's Lamar Jackson, because I think Lamar Jackson is a guy that would have to sit a couple years. So if they don't use one of those top four picks on a quarterback, I think I'm much more inclined to take a guy like Tyrod Taylor because I think his job is much safer.
Who do you think, thinking about, like, let's talk about like the top 20 quarterbacks. I mean, we're going to break here in a minute, so, you know, quick answer. But top 20 quarterbacks, which quarterback do you think made the biggest positive vertical move in their rankings, moving up of anybody in the top 20?
In just in free agency?
No, I just know all quarterbacks, whether it was added weapons. I mean, and Aaron Rodgers lost Jordy Nelson. Tom Brady lost Amendola, but they're going to add 1,000 more weapons. You get Tyrod Taylor, who goes to a new team. Who do you think improved their stock the most? Could be Kirk Cousins. It could be Kirk Cousins.
I don't think it's Cousins, because I think it's kind of a lateral move, because they're going to run the ball more than they did in Washington. I think it is Tyrod Taylor.
It might be.
I think he's a top 20 guy, and I think that you would have to say, like, you know, Tyrod Taylor versus Andy Dalton, I'm taking Tyrod Taylor with all those weapons.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, and it's the Minnesota effect, because I don't like Case Keenum as much as I did before. I liked him in Minnesota better than I did Denver. That's just what it is. We got more fantasy football talk coming up. We got a really great running back debate. There was a running back that was not a starter last year that moved into a starting role, and we're going to pair him against a guy that also gained into a starting role, but that was due to a loss to another player, and a whole bunch more fantasy football and fantasy baseball coming up in the next few bit. We got plenty more, so don't you go anywhere. It's Bogman and Welsh on In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll be back.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
In This League.
Oh, I remember.
I love it.
In This League.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
Huh, that's right. Welcome back. It's In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm the Welsh. That's Scott Bogman right there. We are In This League, and you can listen to us on the free Fantasy Sports Radio app. Maybe you're doing that right now. Good on you. If you're listening online, maybe through the stream, go download that app if you want. You can take us anywhere you go. I think you can listen to the podcast there as well. So if you listen to or you miss any of our show, you can catch it on demand. Member, you can catch it on demand over at fantasysportsnetwork.com/radio or just download that app. And trust us, there's lots of
shows. Do you remember when Derrick Henry was going to be a top 10 running back, and then they signed Deion Lewis? Remember?
I remember the
5th of November.
48. Ooh, as we're talking here, not breaking news, but LeGarrette Blount. I didn't see this before. LeGarrette Blount signed that one-year deal with the Lions.
So, yep.
I remember there was about, a 48-hour window when DeMarco Murray was released by the Titans, where it was like, this is it. This is it. It's Derrick Henry time. Like, Derrick Henry was one of those sneaky guys that, I mean, I thought he could, I think he easily bordered a high-end RB2 at that point to me, with maybe some low-end RB1 if he was going to be able to be the number one guy, finally without somebody. And then, just like you said, the Titans swoop in and sign Deion Lewis, and then you're like, no!
Wah, wah, wah. If you traded Derrick Henry in that, you know, five-day span, or however long it was, in your dynasty leagues, good on you. You did a great job.
I was thinking more like, you were thinking the positive. I was thinking the negative, like, ooh, the people that went and bought him.
And traded for him.
for Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I mean, maybe take Deion Lewis too. I don't know what to tell you.
Because tell yourself this, I'll bet you it's a 3-to-1 ratio. I mean, how many people are really trading in March? I mean, it is fantasy football, but you know what I mean. But I'll bet you of the people, 3/4 of them were holding, and there was just this one little bit, because when DeMarco Murray goes, what is the incentive to move Derrick Henry at that point? I don't have any shares, but I was just elated, like, we got another guy. And frankly, I thought Deion Lewis, there were a lot of rumors of Deion Lewis going to San Francisco, that might be a spot, but Deion Lewis is a vulture. He's just the epitome of vulture, where he could not play for 4 weeks, and then all of a sudden he's the number one guy for 8 straight games. I mean, maybe that was more
Belichickian. He's at least the third down back in Tennessee, right? I mean, the offense is obviously way different, because you're not going to pass 55 times with Marcus Mariota when you are with Tom Brady. So
it didn't destroy his value by any
means.
It's still, he's still improved with DeMarco Murray leaving
town. I agree. Yeah, because he's still second fiddle to DeMarco for most of the season last year. I mean, back at the end of the season, you know, he had a couple of good games, but they were really like his good games were even built on a big breakout run, you know, like a big 68-yard touchdown, stuff like that. So there's still a lot of growing for Derrick Henry to do, and it's going to hurt with – I mean, I just feel like we have so many running back by committee situations at this point.
It's like the definite unfortunate thing. It's the thing that we don't want to deal with, and that was the whole point. It was like we are going to have this guy that's not going to be in that committee, and that was what it was exciting. Now, he's still probably going – he's no longer, I wouldn't say, the workhorse. He's just the lead back. If you get the distinction between the two, because now he's just the lead back and he'll probably, I bet he could sit at a 65%, but you wanted 80% from a guy like Derrick Henry, like go and sign some, you know, some scrubby-ish back or just like a true third down back, because Deion Lewis could come in and he could be a goal line guy. He can be a four down back if they need him to. He's just versatile and it does hurt the value, which then flips on this other end where there was another back who last year was also in a committee and he ends up signing with what becomes the fourth largest deal for, I think on a per year basis for a running back, Jerick McKinnon, formerly of Minnesota, signed with the San Francisco 49ers, my team, to be the lead back. It was a 4-year deal for a boatload of money, and I think he's, I don't even remember what the number is, like $15 million or something like that. Hopefully they front-loaded it. It was a lot of money to be the fourth highest paid running back, and he went from a situation where he was not a starter, and you could consider the same thing with Derrick Henry, but the difference was, I don't think, like, how many people do you think walked into this offseason thinking, man, when Jerick McKinnon gets the lead job? Like, just, I don't think, like, Jerick McKinnon, to be honest with you, is one of those guys I thought, like, oh, go to Tennessee. And, like, and that wouldn't affect
him. Right.
Like, if he wasn't getting the, you just didn't see him as a predominant back.
And going into last year, you know, it was, they drafted Dalvin Cook and signed Latavius Murray, the Vikings. So it was like, good, Jerick McKinnon's kind of the third back. You know, he's the odd man out. He's change of pace or an injury guy. And, you know, luckily for him, he made money off the fact that Dalvin Cook blew out his knee. So, I mean, they were still mixing in both Murray and McKinnon.
I mean, McKinnon has always flashed some elite stuff. And right. And a skill set. But the problem was you know, for whatever the reason is, maybe a limited skill set or just a lack of belief, he was never given a run, you know, to truly, like, get us excited like a Derrick Henry. So we're now in the situation where you got a guy like Derrick Henry who's finally set into the role that we've been wanting. And then we got one of the few backs, I would say, because a lot of these other backs, we'll talk about some of them, but, you know, Doug Martin goes to Oakland. You know, I mean, there's a little bit of value there. Carlos Hyde, who was a Niner, goes to Cleveland, and that's just, I mean, we got to wait to see what the hell happens with Barkley if he gets there. Oh, Crowell goes to the Jets. A lot of guys, to be honest with you, the more you look at this, a lot of guys just went to the same situation. Chris Ivory went to Buffalo. Okay, he's just going to be behind, you know,
McCoy.
Hyde moves into Crowell's spot. Crowell moves into the Jets spot where he's going to also be, you know, like the Jets version of Duke Johnson is Powell. Like, right. Everybody just moved into the same situation. Blunt goes to...
Well, the
to
Jets also have Eli McGuire. So yeah. Powell just might be the odd guy out there.
Well, dude, LeGarrette Blunt, he goes to Detroit, and Detroit has Amir Abdullah. And then who was the guy they just signed?
They have Riddick still.
Well, they just signed another back too, though. Oh, Frank, didn't they sign Frank Gore?
No, he came in for a visit, but he didn't leave with a contract.
Oh, okay. But still, Blunt goes into a spot where there's three running backs again. Every single one of these backs that we're talking about right now have all just made lateral moves, except Jerick McKinnon. The surprising move of Jerick McKinnon, where he goes into a starting role where there are a couple days. We kind of sat here and we wondered, you know, what is this going to be? And you and I had this conversation about it. I started the prying on a dynasty league about McKinnon because I heard rumblings about the excitement. And if you think about it for the night, and sorry, I'm dominating this right now, Bogman, I'll throw
fine.
It to you, is a Kyle Shanahan offense with a running back is a very exciting thing. He has done great things with running backs. And McKinnon is a toolsy running back. He's flashy. He can he's a cut lane guy. He can catch out of the backfield. Everything, in theory, you would think a Kyle Shanahan offense could promote. The only problem is are they going to bring in another guy? Are they going to draft somebody? Are they going to sign another free agent? Could Hyde have come back, though it happened pretty quick? And then just days ago, it was actually, ironically, I made this move in a dynasty league for McKinnon. 5 minutes later, Kyle Shanahan comes out and it's reported on RotoWorld that McKinnon is their guy. Like, he is the predominant running back and they are going to use him in all situations, running and catching.
Yeah, which was kind of surprising to me because the same thing that I feel about Tyrod Taylor, I still feel a little bit about Jerick McKinnon, but you have to be encouraged by hearing the head coach say, this is going to be the Devontae Freeman of our offense.
I mean, that's
huge.
That's a huge endorsement.
That's a big, big thing to say about a running back that you just brought in, especially with a draft coming up where the Niners have a decent amount of picks. And, you know, it's deep. It's rich at running back. So,
well, ironically, too, there were a lot of Joe Williams, who they drafted last year, who was Kyle Shanahan's personal pick. John Lynch actually didn't want Joe Williams.
Right.
And Shanahan had to convince him. And Joe Williams had a lot of Tevin Coleman comps. So it's interesting if in Kyle, and there's nothing to prove that Joe Williams will get the run this year because Breida, you know, had a good run. It's just interesting that he looks at it like in that perspective. You've got your Tevin Coleman and Joe Williams, and now you just said it. You got your Devontae Freeman, who, I mean, think about what Devontae Freeman did in that Atlanta offense. You got a stud quarterback. You've got some wide receivers that can spread the field, and then you just comp Jerick McKinnon to Devontae Freeman. That's an eye-opener.
And unless the Niners sign someone else or trade for another running back, I don't see any way they come out of the draft without another running back as well.
You don't any way they don't.
I don't see any way they don't have another running back from this class.
I mean, very possible they could go and they could take a Geis, or they could wait a little bit. They could take a Penny or something like that, and they could pair with McKinnon. I mean, they probably want a little bit more of a bruiser. Who's a bruiser? Is it Kerryon Johnson?
Yeah, Kerryon Johnson's a bruiser, right.
Maybe that's a little bit more what they would want.
Yeah, I mean, Balazs is going to go late enough for them to pick him. He's not going to go in the first. Royce Freeman is an option. Josh Adams is a big bruiser. That would be a pretty good option for them. So,
but Shanahan he doesn't just want a bruiser. I think he wants a different change of pace back, but that can all. It seems to want two running backs that can be able to catch out of the backfield while also being a bit elusive. But maybe they want more of a vertical runner, where McKinnon is definitely a side to side.
Yeah,
runner.
And there's no guarantee that whoever they do draft is going to be a guy that, you know, takes a significant amount away. I just, like, you know, if they go and take Sony Michel in the second round, you're like, okay, now what's going to happen? So I'm a little bit fearful for that, but you got to love what Shanahan said. That's amazing.
Yeah. And
you just made a great trade. I mean, you flipped, essentially it's Corey Davis for Jerick McKinnon, right?
Essentially it was a three sport league that we do. So there's a baseball piece involved and little, like, we flipped a first round pick. So I went a little bit higher and I gave up a prospect. So, but yeah, in theory, the trade was trading Corey Davis, who in a dynasty is a good running or a good wide receiver to have. And, you know, for rank purposes is going to rank higher, but you know, it's one of those things too, where you feel like Jerick McKinnon's been in the league forever, and he's like 2 years older than Corey Davis. He's
he's
25,
like
25 years old.
And,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Corey Davis is 23. So, I mean, I like this move, and you got to have him ranked fairly high. So, you know, I'm taking a look at our buddy Jake Seeley's, like, way, way early ranking. So, obviously, after free agency, a lot of this stuff is going to change.
Well, McKinnon would be the biggest one, again, because I don't think there are any expectations of him coming into this season, into this offseason, that, like, oh yeah, McKinnon's gonna, like, be the feature back in a place.
This is a good one. Well, what's the one? Didn't you tweet one out? What was the one you had
out? Okay, so you mean the debate?
Yes, the
okay,
debate.
So I tweeted out a little bit ago, Bogman, you need to retweet that, by the way. I put out a debate here of the exact two players we just talked about, Derrick Henry versus Jerick McKinnon, because Derrick Henry moved into a spot where he is going to be, we thought was going to be the feature back. There's unknowns with both of these guys. We know Derrick Henry is a super sexy running back option if he has the job, but they freaking bring in Deion Lewis. Jerick McKinnon, he moves into a spot of being the lead back. So I posed that question on Twitter at Is It The Welsh. Who do you want this coming season? I think I did put PPR in it. It's kind of a standard. Maybe I didn't need to, but I didn't want, because if I didn't, then people are going to be like, what do you standard? Blah, blah, blah. So I just put PPR. What do you think? Have you looked at the results?
I just retweeted it, so I saw.
Okay. So who did you vote for?
I voted for McKinnon.
You voted for McKinnon. Okay. So the current results of this, and you can, it'll probably still be up as you're listening to this, at Is It The Welsh, 58% want Jerick McKinnon over Derrick Henry.
Yeah, and I think that that is a lot of, you know, because they're going to have to pair someone with, I think they're going to definitely pair somebody with McKinnon. If it's Joe Williams, nothing changes for me. If they're like, you know what, Joe's our guy. We came out of this draft. You know, we took some garbage in the sixth round to see if he pans out or whatever. But Joe Williams is going to be the number two. Then I'm going to be like, well, I don't know how, you know, Joe Williams is a rookie, basically. I don't know how he's going to look. So I'm going to stick with Jerick McKinnon. And, you know, I'm just Derrick Henry took a big bump when they signed Deion Lewis to me. I think he's going to fall for me, you know, not into that, you know, behind DeMarco Murray role, but, you know, I'm looking at Jake's initial rankings here, and he's got Derrick Henry ahead of a guy like Dalvin Cook. I'm taking Cook over him.
Me too.
Behind McCaffrey, I'm taking McCaffrey over. I'm taking Mixon over him, and I'm taking Carlos Hyde over him.
I think Mixon's an interesting one still, though. I'm not sure about – I don't know if I could definitively say I would take Mixon.
I think I'm definitely taking Mixon because Jeremy Hill's gone. So – There's no, it's Mixon and then it's Geo and that's it. That's all.
Yeah, I suppose. Interesting comment. Lou Salvati, the fourth on Twitter, he commented under the poll saying, Deion Lewis signing should make this McKinnon for sure. Jerick is paid like a top five back and one of the most athletic running backs in the NFL. I liked Henry, but I like Lewis more and I love Jerick. So there's concern.
Let me throw a question out here for you. Okay. If the Niners draft Rashad Penny.
Okay.
Then who are you taking between McKinnon and Henry?
I mean, I'm still taking McKinnon, I guess. I guess in my mind, here are the running backs that affect Jerick McKinnon. Barkley, Chubb, Michelle, Geis, and maybe Ronald Jones. That's it.
Okay. I think Ronald Jones definitely have to affect him. But so,
are there any other backs to you that, I mean, you're the better person to ask as our NFL prospect.
I think next guy, like, there's two. The next two there would probably be
Johnson
Rashad
and Penny
and John Kelly.
Are worry. If you see those go to the 49ers, you think that's a worry to Jerick McKinnon's playing time?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're both going to be, you know, probably third round picks. So, I think they definitely would come in the run there.
Okay. Well, we're going to continue this talk a little bit in the first segment. The next hour, we're going to talk about some wide receivers, maybe a little bit more of this. And then we're going to be talking about fantasy baseball. We got a load of player debates we got to get to. So, I know you're going to want to stick for it. It's going to help you for your draft prep, plus a whole bunch of other news. So, don't go anywhere. I'm Chris Welsh. That's Scott Bogman. This is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll be back.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.